Baltimore City and Baltimore County are working together to fight a common enemy, trash. The two jurisdictions share many waterways, and the city and the county are finding ways to get trash out of their streams and rivers before it washes into the Chesapeake Bay. WYPR's Kenneth Burns has this look at what's being done to get rid of the litter.
Underneath the bridges of the Baltimore Beltway across Back River, north of Eastern Avenue in Essex, you will find a series of booms that are part of Baltimore County's effort to clean the river of at least one form of pollution. The booms, installed 4 years ago, guide those potato chip bags and fast food wrappers that wash into the river from Herring Run to the shoreline of Diamond Point Road, where a crew picks them up. Vince Gardina, director of the County Department of Environmental Protection and Sustainability, says there are a lot of people living around the bay.
And just to give you an example, in Baltimore County, we have 820,000 people. If you look at Baltimore City, they have over 650,000 people. And then all of the other counties that drain into the bay have a lot of people, which means a lot of trash.
Baltimore County officials held public meetings recently to explain to residents how litter makes their waterways ugly, unswimmable, unfishable, and possibly undrinkable. And they tried to encourage them to get involved with the cleaning it up.
When we make people aware and we start to organize people, the effort is to try to not only clean their own communities and volunteer to do that, but to also volunteer with our future efforts to address trash.
Most of the streams that flow through the county meander into the city as well. Some come back out to the county and others drain right into the harbor. Gardena says the city is doing its part in the trash war.
They've been working to put their own trash booms in place and to do street sweeping. So there's a lot of efforts made by both jurisdictions to reduce trash.
The mechanical street sweeping program, which used to focus on the downtown area and commuter routes, expanded citywide in April. The program collected 190 tons of trash in the first 2 weeks of expansion. That's equal to the weight of 25 elephants. The city also started a municipal trash can program. More than 9,000 residents in Bel Air Edison and parts of Greater Mondawmin received heavy-duty trash cans. Then there's the water wheel off Pier 6. It has picked up more than 58 tons of trash.
This is the water wheel. It's being turned by the current of the Jones Falls, which is flowing very rapidly because we just had a pretty large rainstorm.
The video of the wheel in action has clocked more than a million views on YouTube. It was shot by Adam Lindquist with the Waterfront Partnership. He is a project manager for the Healthy Harbor Initiative, which aims to create a swimmable, fishable harbor by the year 2020. Lindquist says the wheel can handle up to 50,000 pounds of trash a day, but the amount of trash in the harbor depends on the weather.
If there's no rain, you're not going to see a whole lot of trash on a given day. But if it's pouring, we might change out the dumpster three, maybe even four times.
City and county officials are working with the State Department of the Environment to determine how much litter a watershed can handle. The focus right now is on the Baltimore Harbor watershed between the city and the county. The technical term is called Total Maximum Daily Load, TMDL for short. Once that is determined, it becomes part of a plan to reduce litter that is submitted to the EPA, which will be implemented after the federal government signs off on it. In the meantime, officials are asking everyone to heed the message of a Baltimore County television ad.
No traffic, no traffic, pick it up. No traffic, no traffic, pick it up.
I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.